next item is an ordinance amendment relating to yards and open spaces generally.
Mr. Lenk, you want to read the title, or do you want me to, or?
It's old business. Mr. Wheatley just read it, real short.
Well, okay. This is the one that's the administrative variance that would grant the director of planning and zoning the ability to issue variances.
Yeah, this, you know, for those of you who might be wondering what that is, yeah.
If there is a concern, so the neighbors are notified, and there's a concern, what happens then?
Well, I would assume it would proceed. I think the intent is that it would, if it's contested, then it has to go to the board. That's your understanding?
That's my understanding, that if
there was a $50 charge, and if it was denied by the director, it would have to go to the board.
Right.
And then that $50 would be credited to their charge for their Board of Adjustment application.
So what the theory behind it is, the notice goes out, and if anybody replies with an objection, that diverts it into the regular Board of Adjustment process.
Would that automatically happen, or is that a decision from you that it goes to the Board of Adjustments?
If the administrative variance were to be granted, it would not have to go to the board.
I think your question was a little bit different.
Administrative variance is denied.
Without a concern. My question would be, if there is a concern, if a neighbor has a concern, does not want the variance granted, does it automatically get diverted to the board?
It doesn't actually say that. It
doesn't say that. I've seen some ordinances that make reference to if there's a, you send notices, and if one of the neighbors asks that there be public hearing, then you have to go to public hearing, but it doesn't include that in this ordinance.
You think that's necessary?
Well, it's been necessary in other jurisdictions, but I don't know if all jurisdictions.
That would be the only comment I would have.
Anything, sir?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm in favor of the motion as submitted. I think that it certainly takes some of the burden off of perhaps the Board of Adjustment and the county, and for minor adjustments of a foot or less, I certainly think it's appropriate to have the director of the department to have a say on that.
Any comment? I agree with Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Are we satisfied that the motion as it, or that the ordinance as it's proposed, will give us what we need to deal with chronic offenders? I have some concern that once we start doing this, there will be a parade. Do we need to address that within this ordinance, or would that be appropriate somewhere else?
Well, I would hope that the director of the department would have a good handle on, if he or she is the one that's making the approvals on that, that they would have a handle on who's making the requests, and if they see the repeated requests, that they would bring it to the attention of the commission.
And I guess the question is does this ordinance have a mechanism for dealing with that?
It doesn't have a mechanism specifically for dealing with that, aside from the director, whether it's Mr. Lank or somebody in the future, you know, sees that trend's occurring.
Well, and I don't mean to, I mean, I think it's a good ordinance, we need it. And it is unfortunate that one of the views we have to take when we look at these things is we have to think of how somebody could subvert it, okay? And that's all I'm trying to do is to see if there's some way this could be subverted and used for a purpose for which it was not intended, because it is intended to deal with mistakes, errors, typically not created by the people who are now left having to deal with them, okay? What we don't want to do is be in a position where someone can take advantage of that situation, you know, out of the chute, so to speak. So that being said, I guess we can entertain a motion. Maybe we
if I'm like, just add,
I'm sorry.
Just,
I'm
no,
sorry. I didn't round you a comment. Go ahead.
Listening to everyone, I think one of the concerns that I have with this, and this no slight to either Mr. Lank or to Mr. Abbott, is leaving this power in the hands of just one person to do this. I hope I'm not paranoid, but I just don't know.
Are you concerned that we're creating a czar?
Well, I'm just concerned about, let's say if that one person that makes this decision, as we all make mistakes, then makes a mistake, then it's totally on him, and is there, you know.
Well,
I just don't know that I like that, and I don't think the members of the public would agree with me on this. I think the $50 is not a sufficient fee. I'm not saying it has to be 400, but why not negotiate halfway down? I think we've got some spiraling administrative costs that will come up, and we may have to address that $50 fee at some point in the near future.
Any other comments? Gentlemen, I think there's sufficient items left to think about and discuss that I would prefer to see it deferred, but that's up to you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning ordinance amendment relating to yards and open spaces, generally my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration and recommendations to the council.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance amendment relating to yards and open spaces generally. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.